More than 16,000 people applied for U.S. citizenship in Massachusetts this year, and that's just through the month of June. In one of the final naturalization ceremonies before Election Day, some of those applicants became U.S. citizens yesterday at Malden High School, just in time to vote on November 8th. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has this report on the race to register to vote among the new citizens.
In a time of heated political rhetoric, much of it directed at immigrants and refugees, the naturalization ceremony at Malden High School feels like a celebration of the immigrant identity. Judge Frank Bailey tells the nearly 150 new U.S. citizens, many of them clutching small American flags, that their greatest asset rests in their diversity.
So it would be easy to look at each other and say, and we know there are people that do this, and say, we're defined by our differences. We don't look the same, we don't all speak the same language, but we don't need to. We're stronger because of that diversity.
Just outside the auditorium, volunteers from the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition stand by, ready with clipboards and voter registration forms in English, Spanish, and Portuguese. The organization estimates it's registered almost 2,500 new voters since January. Among those eager to take advantage of their new right to vote is Sandra Lebrun, originally from Haiti.
I hope my vote will count. This is the year that I want to vote. So I'm glad that I will.
Lebrun says she came to the U.S. with her father 25 years ago, and she's grateful for the opportunities she's had in that time.
I'm a nurse, and I'm proud that America gave me the chance to become a nurse, and I'm continuing my education, and I thank you for the country.
Also proud and just a bit emotional, Emmy Shange says the naturalization ceremony put an end to what she calls a long process.
It's real surreal, and I'm happy to know that it's all over with, and I feel like it's a fresh start, and I feel like my dreams are renewed, and I believe now that I can do anything that I want to.
The application process for citizenship varies greatly from one individual to the next. On average, the wait is between 5 and 6 months, according to advocates and immigration lawyers. Susan Church is chair of the New England chapter of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. She says citizenship offices in Boston, Lawrence, and New Hampshire are very aware that people's right to vote is at stake this election season.
In Boston especially, we have heard that they were calling people and asking them to come in for earlier citizenship interviews and swearing-in ceremonies to make sure that the right to vote was preserved.
There are three more naturalization ceremonies in Boston leading up to Election Day. According to the Secretary of State's office, a new citizen can apply to vote in person at their town hall up until 4 p.m. on November 7th.
Guatemala.
Haiti. Honduras.
India.
The new citizens stand as their native country is called aloud, ready to raise their right hand and take the oath. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.
Norway.
Panama. Peru.
Poland.
Portugal. Russia.
Sierra Leone.
South Korea. Spain.
Sri Lanka.
St. Kitts, Nevis. Tanzania,
Thailand,
Trinidad and Tobago, United Kingdom,
Venezuela,
Vietnam, Zimbabwe.